This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The companies that operate King Soopers and Safeway stores in Colorado plan to sell more stores to get federal approval for their merger. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The grocery giants first announced plans to sell more than 400 stores to New Hampshire's C&S Wholesale Grocers in September. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission said that wasn't enough to clear antitrust hurdles and sued to block the merger earlier this year. The state attorney general has also sued over the deal. A total of 91 Colorado stores would be sold under the updated sale plan. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Crews at the U.S. Air Force Academy are testing a new exterior for the cadet chapel that they hope will handle extreme weather. CPR's Dan Boyce says the restoration still has years to go.
Project manager Marty Rickett oversees an airplane engine blowing the equivalent of 60-mile-per-hour winds onto a test section of the chapel's aluminum exterior cladding. This is a fire hose, sprays water onto its surface as well.
We run about 8 inches of rain in 15 minutes, and that allows us to test the system, test the glass, make sure that we don't have any leaks.
Continual major leaks stemming from the chapel's original construction in the 1950s necessitated the chapel's renovation. The massive project started in 2019 won't be completely finished until the end of 2027. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Employees working for Boulder County will vote on whether to form a union. Organizing members of the Boulder County Employees Union say they want to address several issues, including high turnover and relatively low wages. A state law from 2022 lets employees of counties with more than 7,500 residents form unions. In March, Jefferson County Public Library workers became the first in the state to organize. This is CPR News and KRCC.